Now, the rest of the story. Dave Miller was a horse hater. Now, Dave Miller, M-I-L-L-A-R, was determined to overcome his phobia, but it was a fear he had held since childhood. Of course, Dave just called it a dislike, but anybody who knew him knew precisely what it was. Dave Miller was actually terrified of horses. Why bother to beat the phobia, friends asked. After all, Dave was a St. Louis-born city boy. He'd worked in Manhattan most of his life. You don't run into many horses in Macy's or Montgomery Ward, but Dave declared that he was going to conquer this lifelong fear. And the arrangements were made, and the fateful day arrived, and this is the rest of the story. There were stablemen holding the horse when Dave approached it, holding it securely by its bridle. And still Dave was hesitant, imagining that somehow the animal would tear loose from his handlers and trample him. "It's okay," somebody said. "Just come up and pat him here on the side of the neck. He's gentle as a lamb." Dave wasn't so sure. But he walked up beside the horse in any case. He reached out to touch the firm, smooth body. The obvious power of the animal impressed Dave immediately, and then one of the men said, "You want to get on?" And Dave swallowed hard. This moment of truth had been coming all of his life. There was no turning away from it now. Cautiously, Dave placed one foot in the stirrup. With a sweaty palm, he grabbed the saddle horn and pulled. Nothing. His body refused to respond. One of the hands offered a hand, but the gentle shove to Dave's backside proved equally ineffectual. And then somebody got an idea. There was a derrick over yonder. Why not toss a rope to the derrick's arm, walk the horse under it, and hoist Dave into the saddle by the rope? And that is what they did. And there sat Dave Miller, tall in the saddle, nervous but triumphant, literally riding atop the antipathy which had haunted him since boyhood. And yet, even after Dave got down from that horse that day, he still hated horses. No, it was not the last time he mounted one, but he never learned to like them. He never even learned to trust them. Matter of fact, Dave suffered a ruptured appendix one day and had to be operated on, and he managed somehow to blame one of those horse mountings for his malady. He was sure that's what had ruptured his appendix. You see, as long as he lived, whenever Dave Miller had to get on a horse, he had to be hoisted into the saddle by a rope. And his job made mounting horses virtually essential. His job. Dave was in the advertising business. And one day somebody looked at him and said, "You're perfect." What that somebody meant was that Dave was perfect for the advertisement. Well, he was perfect in only one respect. His appearance was perfect. And that's why Dave Miller had to overcome his fear of horses. Americans, for what seems like generations, you have seen the tobacco industry's larger-than-life Marlboro Man on billboards and in magazine photographs, gazing squinty-eyed out over the plains from the saddle of his horse. Well, now you know how he got up into that saddle, because now you know the rest of the story.